Maybe you turned the radio up in the mid-90s, and maybe you heard this song. Lisa Loeb's Stay, I Missed You, was a platinum-selling number one song. It was also on the soundtrack for Reality Bites, which, believe it or not, was a long time ago. This song, called The 90s, is a brand new track from the singer-songwriter. It's on her latest album, which is called No Fairy Tale. Here to bring us up to date on what's happened to her since all that time flew by is Lisa Loeb herself. She joins us from NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
I don't know about for you, but I mean, it's easy for me to conjure up what the 70s and 80s sounded like and looked like. It's harder for me with the 90s. Maybe it's too close, but when you think about that time, that decade, what images come to mind for you?
The 90s to me looks like not a lot of hair product. So there's, you know, a little bit fluffier, frizzier hair, mock turtlenecks.
Oh, yes, the mock turtleneck.
Motorcycle boots.
Yeah.
Some kind of jean shorts, like long jean shorts.
Jean shorts.
Yeah. Long ones. And a lot of Betsy Johnson dresses, which that I do not regret.
Betsy cut my dress a little shorter. Get me ready for
the 90s, I felt like, especially being a woman musician in the 90s, I felt like there were a lot of labels. I played acoustic guitar, and I still do, and I sing. I'm a singer-songwriter. But in the 90s, I think people would think you're a folk artist. And I didn't feel like I was a folk artist. I listened to David Bowie, and I listened to The Police, and Led Zeppelin, and Elvis Costello. And, you know, how come Elvis Costello can be a guy with a rock band, even though he's a singer-songwriter? But women who played acoustic guitar, you're known as a folk singer.
Hmm.
Now, luckily, we're in a time period where I think things are much more open wide. You know, it's not, there's so many different ways you can listen to music that you don't have to fit into a genre so that somebody can market you to a, you know, a handful of stations.
Since the 90s, you have actually been pretty busy, rather productive. You had a TV show on the Food Network, Dweezil and Lisa.
Yeah.
You also had a reality show called Number One Single on the E! Network. You've done albums and books for kids. With all these different projects, what prompted you to say, this is the moment when I want to go back into the studio and record another album? This is your seventh album.
You know, it was like a tidal wave. And while I was working on a lot of different songs, other projects kept coming up, whether it was kids' records, kids' books, Eyewear line, and then personal things like getting married, making television shows, having a child, and then having another child. All these things kept taking me away from the hardest project of all, which was trying to write songs for a grown-up album and making a grown-up album. And then Chad Gilbert came along. He's a friend of mine from a band called Newfound Glory, and he came along and he called me up and said, I want to produce a record for you. His enthusiasm and his energy, it kicked me into gear, and we literally started within weeks of that phone call.
Let's get back into the album. I'd love to play a little bit of the title track from the CD. Let's listen.
A prince in the summer was a dragon in the spring.
What's the story behind this song?
This is a song I wrote with Maya Sharp. And we wrote a song about, it's called No Fairy Tale. And some people, I think, hear that and think that it sounds kind of negative. Like, oh, this is no fairy tale. Things are bad. But actually, the song is about how life is actually more rich than a fairy tale. I think in life, whether it's in school, you're trying to make good grades, whether, you know, it's your body, you have to be skinny and that's the perfect thing. Or, you know, in love, you have to find your prince and everything will be wonderful. But the ups and downs of real life are actually a lot more rich than something that might be perceived to be a perfect fairy tale life.
Tell the true story of how you felt. That's a better one to tell. That's a better one to tell.
Obviously, in the 90s, you were at a different place in your life, and you wrote a lot of songs about dating and love and what it's like to kind of be single.
Yeah.
Where are you now? I mean, clearly your life has taken a dramatic turn. You're a wife and a mom. What's the musical landscape that you look to these days for songwriting?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. You know, the songs I wrote for No Fairy Tale, some of them I looked back to the past. Like, there's a song called Walls, and I looked back to the past. The more I think about it, it feels like a song that would be in a Molly Ringwald movie. You know, it's very angst-ridden, and it's about not being able to express yourself, which I think a lot of us go through in relationships where you just, this wall just comes up, and you just can't spit it out. You can't say what you want to say, and your life feels like it's going to be ruined if you don't actually get to tell somebody how you feel, and yet you can't say it.
I can't tell you how I feel.
I was thinking about this the other day when I was in Japan doing interviews, and I thought, wow, you know, the collection of songs I put on No Fairy Tale, some of them are from the past, and some of them are about, there's a couple songs that kind of deal with depression, like the song Weekday. It's just about having hard times and being overwhelmed, which I think a lot of parents can relate to. So I was trying to figure out, like, wow, what am I going to write about now? I'm married and I've got kids, and I've got tools to deal with depression. You know, I know how to, like, look at situations from different angles, and they all make sense to me, and I'm not depressed for very long periods of time. I don't know. It's a whole other world, and I'm interested, once I have a moment to sit down and start writing for my next album, I'll be interested to see where it takes me next.
Lisa Loeb, her newest album is called No Fairy Tale. She joined us from NPR West. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Lisa Loeb kindly brought her guitar with her to our studio and recorded this acoustic version of Weekday.
Got a house on my back, pushing me over, making me weak on my feet. And a head on my shoulders makes me uneasy, making me dizzy for weeks. But you got me on a weekday. You got me at a bad time to talk. A screw loose and rolling to a pile in the corner. I thought I should warn you. Got a shark at my ankles, hung by a tightrope. I'm scrappy and happy again. And that I'll never last like this, it makes me too tired. I'm loaded on vodka, two straws and soda. But you got me on a weekday.
That's Lisa Loeb playing Weekday. You can hear the full version on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
You got me at the worst time of all. I'm on over, filled up and far gone. I tried to warn you, but that's not my job. 'Cause somebody took me down from the top shelf. It couldn't get worse.